Well, of course, you guys were worried, but there was there something else?
Something else, wasn't?
Something else, other than worried? Because you, if you were looking at me, you knew I wasn't doing okay, but if you were looking at me, you could see that I was fine.
Yeah.
That must be also a struggle
Yeah.
within you or
Yeah, for me,
something.
because I wanted to yell at you, but I couldn't. Yeah, because I was angry, well, in a way, because you weren't taking it, so I was like, okay. And I tried to like go around with you in order to let you take it, but that wasn't helping. Until I said, do it for us.
If something would happen again, tips for me and for people that.
No, for you don't have, you don't, what we say now to you doesn't make no
Yeah,
sense.
what wouldn't matter to you?
Wouldn't matter at the moment.
Yeah.
Fair
The
enough.
only thing that you can do now, you gave already us the emergency plan, which was for me really useful to recognize some of the things you wrote down, that no sleeping, that nothing, blah, blah, blah. Even to ask Tony, like, in a more specific way, this symptoms is there, is this there? But give us the numbers. That's everything that we need. And for you, what we can tell, I cannot tell you, don't do it again, don't go psychotic again. It makes sense.
No,
No. And when
it's
there,
impossible
I can tell
to.
you, trust us. When, but I don't know in which state of mind you will
Be.
be. So let's say I tell you, trust us now in what we tell you to do. Hoping that if you get that far again, you will remember some part in the back of your brain, and then if I tell you to trust us, maybe it's gonna snap.
Okay.
That's a hope.
Well, trust, I wouldn't use trust. I wouldn't use trust because, for example, the situation of the mice in the house, turns out we bought the mice traps until now, no mice. So in my head, I could hear the mice, but they weren't. And if I'm thinking something, of course, I trust more my instinct than someone else's instinct that I can't feel.
No, but that's why I say what I tell you, it doesn't
Yeah.
matter. Because in that moment you would be
But
in a world in which I'm not.
some words worked. Like I'm doing it for her
No,
and take it for us. So
that's sensitive.
maybe we
That's
just have to make a vocabulary that I just write it
a
like
code.
trust.
Do it for
Yeah.
them. Like
No, seriously.
a code.
But it works.
The code word, like in a hard sex. Do it for us. We have the same word. The same word's gonna be Minneapolis. Jennifer Minneapolis. Or maybe, I don't know. That could be interesting to see if,
It could work.
yeah, like, oh, okay, we're gonna see. I don't know. For me, it was somehow easier to be less involved feelings-wise, even frustrated-wise, because I wasn't there. So the only thing that I could do was being 100% practical. That is what I would do anyway, but with much less pressure or not. Because then I decided, after that phone call, I decided that I didn't need to talk to you because it wasn't no sense. And with the phone, then it would be really far.
Yeah.
So I say, okay, I have to keep update people around you and to move the team somehow.
Yeah.
And so I've been just practical. I was worried, I was nervous, but yeah, but it was easier for me than from them.
And what do if you would do it again, what would you change or do differently?
It depends where I am I. If
Okay,
I'm
let's pretend
here,
you're here.
well, I will be there. So I will for sure be there, but I don't have an experience of communication with you, so in that moment, so I don't know, I would be new for me somehow.
But then you would already have
Yeah,
I would probably try what I did already before, again, to point to you, to to your plan. Like, this is you wrote this, so you knew what to do.
Yeah,
so this is what you said.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not telling you nothing that you didn't write down. So it's you. It's up to you. And then, of course, I would just coordinate again. Like, people can help, call, and B plan, forcing you to take a medicine physically.
You know, that's very hospitalizing. Tie you on the bed and put the injection
no,
up your ass.
I start to like melt the thing so I can use the thing in the mouth. So it's like, okay, guys, it's time.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
So, yeah, that's the thing.
What would you do differently? Or
snap
any
your
tips?
Face from... Yeah, I'll have more anger.
Or tips? For someone who also has someone. Well,
for
you
me,
did
it. Was the first time.
But
so...
thanks to you, I got the fake medication, but I took it.
Yeah, you did take
so
it.
So you must have some tips, you know?
You didn't tell me that.
I know! I was embarrassed, okay?
She's gonna never tell me. Listen, you can be psychotic how much you fucking want. You don't fool me around.
You act also with you know? That's sugar, what? No, for me it was because it was the first time. I've never dealt with this before.
But you weren't scared.
Well, yeah, I wasn't. I was.
Justina
before,
was scared.
But I was scared.
You
before,
weren't scared
before I came. I told Martina, I said, "This is. I don't know what to do. Just guide me, and then I will do it."
Okay.
So and she said, "Yeah, that's what she said." And so I went, tried to calm my mind, because my mind is calm. Then okay, then fine.
Were you afraid?
Not afraid, no.
Okay, why?
Because this is step two. Because I've been logical. I saw it when I said, okay, this is a maniacal. I gave it a name. This is a maniacal face.
Okay.
We can get out of it. She had it already because her mother told me. We have solutions. The worst is to call the ambulance. So I just went like, cool, which options we have? What we have to do? We have a goal. The goal is medication. So I have to take the fucking pills. Then what I can do to make this happen? Was really focused on that. Was worried. Was almost more worried for them. No,
yeah,
seriously.
Do you want to go? Should I go? Like,
yeah, because I said,
sure go?
Go if
yeah.
you just feel like. But I was worried just Justina stayed alone. Because I know that can be scary.
Yeah.
And then that's the thing. If a tip for a person that's dealing with this situation, so like a person that's fine, like as somebody that goes in a maniacal phase, in a psychotic phase, first be sure you have numbers and that you have a specialist behind you. Because
the professional help.
The professional help. Because there is you cannot write it till a certain point. Even like even just a psychiatrist tell you what kind of medicine you have to take. Let's say if somebody's your partner, they should know already. So the best thing is like let your partner or the person living with you already which kind of therapy you take in so that I know in case you are not able to take care of yourself anymore. Exactly which kind of medicine I have to give you and how to put the situation in a safety mode. So like depends then on the kind of crisis, but avoid to have things that can hurt nearby, don't leave the person alone in the house, and then what follow what professional help says. And try to not be really scared.
Yeah. Justina told me, she said, when she picked up, because I've never been to the house, she said, whatever she's going to say, don't feel offended.
Yeah.
She told me that.
Get ready to be, this is what my father told me. Well, she might get mad at you.
Yeah.
I said, at this moment, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, me too. She can share whatever she wants.
Yeah. So don't take things personally. Consider that
I didn't say anything to me.
Consider that the other person.
Generally, when I'm psychotic, like manic, I'm always in love phase, so I love everything and everything is fine.
That's good.
God, all the love is dripping right? all over
you. That's good because I saw like Eleonora faces are bad, like are all in the down phase.
Shit.
So
luckily,
that's suicidal, and it's like all people around you would be better without you and stuff like that. So that's super hard as well.
That's hard.
So yeah, don't believe what the other person says. Above all, because you are in two different worlds. It's like there is a glass between you and the other person. So you see the other person in the world, she sees you, but it's like a parallel world.
Yeah.
And so you cannot apply the your logic, their logic. So don't expect to do that. And it's frustrating, but it's frustrated even for the other person.
I agree.
And so consider that. And besides here, we can go back and maybe feeling psychopath of this and say that reality is subjective. We say our reality is the right one. Which is exactly what the other person is thinking in that moment.
Yep.
That says, would tell me that your reality, the reality of taking the medicine, is the real reality. Maybe it's a matrix.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, and so for people who are in the, let's say, reality, it's tough because for us it's obvious. Where you go, man? Where are you? That's the.
I was commanding Rocky with my hand and my eyes. I was like, boop, boop, and I swear to God, you can ask Justina, he would do everything. So that made me even more believe, like, yes, I can control time. I can control animals, and I can control the world,
and
you know?
And dog was just waiting for a treat.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Poor fella.
But even Justina was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, yes, no, you know, now he's agitated because of your energy. You're making him nervous. Like, everything is fine. And she would be like, oh, but she is kind of right when
the
dogs react.
Dogs can sense it.
But therapy is reality.
Yeah.
Well,
sorry, your suggestion.
That's why the day before you told me that, because I was like, I was Amsterdam, it's snowing, and I told you, why you don't bring Rocky? I was trying to get that, the thing, like, why you don't bring Rocky in the snow?
I don't like snow. I'm from Honduras, man. We have tropical weather.
I was trying to get you to the dog.
But you did good. You tried.
Yeah.
I don't have any suggestions.
Do you have any suggestions or things that you would do different next time?
Oh, the peak of my cough.
The peak.
What?
Who? The peak of the...
Oh.
This is my cough.
Yeah, if you took ginger and honey.
I got it. Let the hour talk.
I would just say, like, because again, it was the first time, and I guess for me, just to, again, just trust, because I had really bad anxiety about it, because there was, like, lots of stress going on, and then it kind of, like, elevated that stress, but I knew for a fact that me, for example, calling Justina back and being like, oh, can you tell me what's happening, would not help anything, nor would me texting and being like, oh, can you tell me, all I could do was wait and see what they came to me, because I didn't want to stress anyone else either.
Mm-hmm.
So just like remembering that, and yeah.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Are we done?
Are we?
Are we?
Yes.